Your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Whatever your reason for listening to Carrie and Tommy, you're guaranteed to have a good time. Whatever your reason for traveling, you'll get the lowest price guaranteed when you book direct at choicehotels.com. So go ahead, book it. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Wednesday afternoon. How are we, guys?
I'm shooketh because I believe Carrie is about to wipe her underarms with a chucks.
Very hot. I'm sweaty. And there's nothing. We don't even have wipes. We don't even fresh wipes. In
what do you mean? Why would we? Oh, because EY, our web guy, used Fem. We've got to talk about that. I forgot. He handed me a wipe one day. He goes, I've got moist towels. And they were Fem Fresh. And he said, what do you mean? No, they're just, what do you mean? They're just wipes. And I said, they are.
Do you buy them in bulk, Eli?
They are vagina wipes, Eli.
Anyway, I'm sweaty.
Why can't we say vagina?
Okay, don't say it again.
Why? Why can't we say
don't
that?
Don't say it again.
Well, not for him.
We've got
face
a big
wipes
show.
They are. Take you the closest EY.
I know. Oh, look at him in his brown jumper over there.
I forgot that I just.
What's coming up on the show today?
Oh, so much, Bickers.
Oh, we got to talk. We got to talk to Chris up next because Addy has said something about him at kinder.
Right.
She's talking out of school.
Was it Evie who said to her teachers that you were hitting the piss too much?
Yeah, it was Ollie that at the end of a market stall there was all these limes left over and he said, I'll take them home for mum for a gin. Right. Anyway, we'll chat all things Addy and Chris up next.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Father's Day on Sunday.
Yes.
Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. And it's the time of year where, I mean, it's such a good time of year for dads because they get presents. Much better presents than we get for Mother's Day. A whole nother conversation.
Oh, my gosh.
But they
this
get
hasn't
presents.
Even started out joyous. You've just got bitterness in your voice again.
They get awesome presents. But they also get all the little fun things kids make at school.
Mate, you get fun stuff for Mother's Day.
What, my macaroni necklace?
Yeah, you ate it.
I was hungry. Chris got this gorgeous little picture from Addy that she'd done at
so
kinder.
Funny.
And it's actually a very, very accurate drawing. He's even got a side part there.
He's got what appears to be like force. I don't know if that's an ear in the middle of his face there.
I think that's his ear on his face. Yep.
He's also got what, if people are being kind, would call a Charlie Chaplin mustache.
But this is the message that it said under. It said, I just love my dad so much. He does funny things like the running game. He wears earrings, I think. Or maybe not. I call him Dad, but his name is Chris, and Mum will call him Baby. That's nice.
That's nice.
I love you, Daddy, from Maddie. There's lots about that's not accurate. But the earrings is so funny because I don't think I've ever seen him even put a fake one on. Like, I don't know where she would have got that
from. It
would
be weirder if he was just wearing fake ones around.
Anyway, he joins us now on the phone. Hey, babe.
Hello. Hello, baby.
No, it's me that calls you, baby. Which I don't ever, which is weird. Where has she got that from?
Well, I reckon we might have misread it. I had a look at it before I came on. I think she's actually being sarcastic.
So
at first I thought she had mimicked the fact that you might be calling me baby, you know, in a sexual way, or might have overheard me. But I actually think she's saying, I call him Dad. His actual name is Chris, as if we're all idiots. And Mum calls him baby, is in the, like when you walk around going, oh, your dad's such a baby.
I mean, I don't.
And then she's like,
but hold on, nice. But I don't that's walk nice around saying that.
So I think yesterday I read it thinking, oh, how nice, you know, she's heard our terms of endearment, but I think she's actually throwing shade at us.
I mean, thankfully
before
she
this,
hasn't. But
before this whittles down any further, I've got a question for Walks. I loved seeing this. I thought it was so funny, but I instantly pictured you with two pirate earrings. And, bro, in my head it worked. Would you ever consider piercing the ears?
Well, I once actually did pierce my ear.
Did you?
Yeah. So when I was thinking, I was like, have I ever actually put earrings on when we were like playing, you know,
dress up.
Doctors, but it'd be a weird thing to do when you're playing doctors.
And I love, I've got to be a doctor, so let me put my earrings on.
let me just go and sort through mum's earrings. When I was in year 10, I went to, me and my friend went to like the local ear piercer somewhere in Queensland, and we came home with earrings in the top of our ears, and my mum ripped it out.
Oh, my God. Did she, Lizzie? She wouldn't have liked that, Lizzie.
You know that she's got that within her.
Yeah, I do.
To rip
if you're listening
out of
now, I love you, Lizzie. Do you know what's funny, though, reading this? Because when I went to kinder this morning to drop Evie off, I was saying to the kinder teachers how cute it was.
Yes.
And they were laughing. I said, you must have had a good week because all the kids are doing these for their dads and it must be cute. And they laughed and they said, we've had a good laugh. And then they were like, we've had to edit out a lot of stuff. I said, what do you mean? And they're like, well, we hear everything. We get told everything. And we're like, Dad doesn't need to have that bit on his Father's Day card.
So are you saying that Addie's also said, and Dad has a genital piercing, and then they had to edit that bit out?
I hope not. But, you know, things like...
I hope not.
It's not my thing. But, like, you know, something like, you know...
Well, remove that, Dad, Dad.
Mummy always
Lizzie,
yells at
rip that out.
Mummy yells
at... Would you just get a vasectomy so we can stop this mess?
No, but things like Mummy always yells at Daddy to pick up his clothes off the floor and stuff like that.
Yes,
there'd be
yes,
a lot
yes,
of passive-aggressive
yes, yes.
stuff that I think kids wouldn't realise is passive-aggressive.
Do you mean like the stuff right at the start of this chat where you're like, dads get great stuff for Father's Day? Do you mean that?
But I wanted to hear from teachers on 131060 if you've had to edit out stuff that you've been told at school by a kid, but you know you cannot have that written on a card that's being sent home. What's a kid told you at school and you've had to edit out? Call us, 131060.
Thanks, Wogs.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy driving you home for your Wednesday afternoon. And on 131060, teachers, what did you have to edit out from the gift to send home?
Yeah, so Chris got a Father's Day card from Addie that she did at kinder, and it's a picture of him, and then it just says, I love my dad so much. He does fun things like the running game. He wears earrings, I think, or maybe not. I call him Dad, but his name is Chris, and Mum will call him Baby. That's nice. I love you, Daddy. And when talking to the teachers, they were mentioning there's a lot they have to edit out of these little discussions with the kids because they're not appropriate to be sent home.
Yes, your partner's genital piercings was one of them. Hey, what's the running game?
I don't actually know. I've never played the running game. They obviously play that when I'm not there.
Run away from Mum!
I only know the hiding game.
Hide and seek?
No, it's where he just goes and hides in the shower while I get everybody ready for school.
Where have those kitchen scissors gone again?
Donna, are you a teacher?
No, I'm a parent.
You're a parent. Okay. What had to be edited out before it got sent home?
It wasn't edited out. My Mother's Day card, they asked my 2.5, 3-year-old son at the time what I did for work. And I was heavily pregnant and ill at the time. And he told them that my work was to have big sleep-ins and stay in bed.
Funny.
Oh, it's so, what a harsh review, Donna.
Yeah.
And that's what the teacher saw and went, yeah, let's send that home.
That's what they wrote on my Mother's Day card.
Surely they could just make nice stuff up. You know, best mum in the world, amazing, couldn't live life without her, you know, all that stuff. Because that's what my 4-year-old's saying. You know, like, just make mum feel good.
Yeah. Do you reckon teachers want to do that?
Why not?
Because I reckon the teachers are going,
they've had enough.
You made this little prick that ruins my day. So, you know what? They didn't even write this, but here you go. Mum's lazy.
What about you, Lisa? Are you a teacher?
I am. I'm a kindergarten teacher, yes.
So this would be in your wheelhouse, this conversation, yeah?
Yes. We've had to change many cards that we write for fathers and mothers. So I had this one particular boy and I said, what does Dad like to do? And his response was, he likes to sit on his fat, lazy ass all day and drink beer.
And what did you change it to, Lise?
Oh, I said, do you think we could write that Dad likes to sit down and watch TV, but he didn't want to change it. So we just...
Oh, I love it.
No,
TV's
not even on.
Yeah. Dad would have liked that, though, I reckon.
I would have thought
That's
so,
fun.
Too.
Good on you, Lisa.
G'day, Dale.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, living the dream. Are you a teacher?
I am, mate. I've got to try and keep this story safe for radio as much as I can. But
yes.
I'm a high school PE teacher, and at the start of year seven, we do like a puberty and a sex ed unit. And I do this little activity where I get the boys to write anonymous questions, and they put it into a box, and then I read them out.
So
I ask whatever they.
I love this because then they don't have to be embarrassed with what they ask.
I remember, I remember doing this exact activity, and my questions were.
Just careful of time slot.
So funny.
Of course,
I'm trying to be as careful as I can.
Yeah, good on you, Dale. Yep.
I pulled the question out, and the question said, "How come my mum has fake male genitals hidden in her drawer?"
Sweet.
And
what did you say, Dale?
I said, I can't answer that, but go home and tell mum you asked Mr. Bester.
Well, that's what mum wants.
What do you mean?
To have to have that conversation. Well, I mean, that's obviously
what
she wants.
Yes.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Wednesday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And because it's Wednesday, guys, 5 seconds that could change your life.
Oh, yes.
$8,300 on the line for the time game that is coming up.
A man also who is doing the impossible is coming up.
Yes.
I've got so many questions for him about how he's going to achieve it.
I'm insane. It's incredible. That is all coming up. But up next, there are things that make you want to say thank you, and there are things that make you want to say no thank you, and never once have we done this segment and it's gone correctly. So stay tuned to see if you're in for a Christmas August miracle. That's next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Wednesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because there are things in this life that are great and there are things in this life that are awful.
Mm.
We celebrate the things in life that are great by saying thank you to them.
Mm.
And the things that are awful, we say no thank you to.
And not to be confused with thank you and no thank you.
Which doesn't even make sense, to be honest. Do you want me to start?
I do.
I would like to start by saying no thank you
to
overly aggressive hand dryers in the bathroom.
Oh, when they come on fast.
They come on fast and they spray
the
water I've got in my hands
in your face.
Straight onto my, my piss region on my pants. And so it doesn't, why onto your face?
Well, it depends where, you, what angle
what
your
dryer
hand.
Closer
you're getting to the
face. Yeah, the ones in there, don't they? You go like that, the ones in the project office.
Our ones in the men's spray down.
No, you don't dip down.
No, you don't dip down. You put your hands under it.
Yeah.
But then it sprays all the water, my freshly washed hand water, straight onto the crotchial region of my pants.
Or
maybe I've just pissed my pants.
But also aggressive taps
no
as
thank
well.
You.
Aggressive taps
yes.
as well.
Yeah, no
yes,
thank
and,
you.
No thank you to those. Too much automation in bathrooms. No thank
you. Yeah, no thank you.
But then not an automatic door, so I have to touch everybody else's pissy hands on the handle. No thank you.
No thank you.
No thank you.
I would like to give a thank you.
Oh, good. A bit of positivity.
I want to give a thank you to Taquitos. Because actually, more of a thank you to Brad,
yes.
Who works at the project, who brings us our snacks.
Yes.
And he must have known that I was needing a bit of a pick me up because he's brought me a Taquito, which I've not had since I was about 10.
Yeah.
And they are so delicious.
So I would like to say thank you to Taquitos because mine sucks.
Mine's so delicious. What's wrong with yours?
Oh, it's gross. But
why is it gross? The rice bubbles on the outside, delicious.
No. It's an average, at best, chocolate bar.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Can I give you a no thank you when people try and sell you something by saying, oh, it's amazing, it's the biggest in the Southern Hemisphere.
Who tried to sell you what?
Well, whenever you see something like I scrolled past a video the other day.
No.
And it said it was the biggest bridge in the Southern Hemisphere.
What bridge?
Someone was trying to sell him the bridge.
It was in Brazil.
It was in Brazil.
Why are you buying Brazilian bridges?
I don't know. I got down a click hole on TikTok.
What, you were just trying to search for a Brazilian and then you ended up on a bridge?
Yeah. And I got the biggest in the Southern Hemisphere. It was 13 Ks long and then I found out the biggest bridge, this in Brazil, it's 13 Ks, right?
Right.
It's a big bridge.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Landing strip. Yes.
Guess how big the biggest one in the world is.
So where will it be and what will it be? 13 Ks
China,
is so long.
I reckon it's China, and I reckon it's 30 Ks.
China is correct. 165 kilometres is the answer. So stop
when does
telling
it stop
us.
Being a bridge and just become a road in the air? Like,
yeah.
You know, great question.
Like, I know. Boy, what's going across? I would like to say no thank you to China. Your bridges are too big. But I would like to say thank you to India because I had my first Indian whiskey last night.
Oh.
Yes, and it was delicious. So, India, thank you.
13, 10, 60. What do you want to say thank you and no thank you to?
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Wednesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 13, 10, 60, what do you want to say thank you or no thank you for?
I'd like to say thank you to Bitter Will Smith there.
Really?
Yeah, I like that song.
I'm off him.
Oh, not him, just the song.
Yeah, I'd like to say no thank you to slapping comedians in
public.
Oh, my
God. I just meant getting jiggy.
I get it. Okay. But we're saying thank you to things and no thank you to things.
Great. I will make sure I do not do what I had planned for later in the show.
And I would like to say thank you for holstering those hands. G'day, Janice.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Janice, so good. Do you want to say thank you or no thank you?
I want to say thank you to winter being finally over.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Janice.
Oh, thank
Did you make that happen, Janice? Am I thanking
I wish.
You? Yeah.
I wish. I would have had no winter if I could have possibly made that happen.
What part of the country are you in, Janice?
In Melbourne.
Oh, babe, winter's not over. Oh, Janice.
You've got till mid-December, Janice.
I can live in hope. Oh, no, I can live in hope. My knees are hoping for no winter.
I can't wait till it's hailing on Christmas Day, Janice.
And she rings up to say, no thank you.
Thank you. Good on you, Janice. Thank you. Angelo, g'day.
Hello.
Do you want to say thank you or no thank you?
Oh, I'm going to do both. Is that okay?
Of course.
All right. No, thank you to my boss. He
Hold on.
Fired me.
Hold on, hang on, Angelo.
Hang on. It's thank you or no thank you.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's just,
that's
what the segment you've called into, Angelo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So.
Come on. And it's fun to say as well. Have another go.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
There you go.
Sorry, thank you.
There we go. We got there.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
Okay. Oh. Yep. No, thank you to what?
No thank you to my boss. He fired me while I was sick with COVID.
Oh.
No.
Oh, but then what's the thank you?
The thank you is that it finally gave me the kick up the bum that I needed to start my own business.
Yeah, oh, he's back. Get around him, girlfriends. Angelo, what's your business?
It's called Divergent Wealth. I'm a financial advisor. So if it didn't happen, I wouldn't have heard this segment because we would have been in the office.
Yeah. Okay.
Good on you, Angelo.
Thank you, Angelo.
Thank you, Angelo.
Yes.
I don't think he's still got it.
He got it?
No, I think he was still saying th. Oh. It's different. And th. A different.
And th. And th. And
Vicky. And Vicky, you get that it's thank you, don't you, with an F?
Yeah, thank you. Absolutely. Thanks.
Gosh. Yeah, thanks, Vicky. Do you want to say thank you or no thank you, Vicky?
Oh, look, I'd want to say no thanks because I walked into a shop the other day to get myself a pair of jeans. I'm 56. I'm in reasonably good shape.
Good on you, Vic.
Yeah. And this young fellow, trying his best, but very young fellow, came up and tried to help me and was giving me all these pairs, suggesting all these pairs of jeans that are not good for a 56-year-old. You know,
like what, Vicky?
And everything. So I had to say no thanks. But there was actually a lady, an older lady in the store. I think she picked up that I wasn't getting the service that I needed. Yes. So she helped me, and I found a pair of jeans that suit, that don't you know, that don't have everything hanging out. And so I had to say thanks to her.
Great, Vic. And what have you ended up with? What? Describe the jeans to us.
Oh, they're just a slim pair of really nice jeans. But, you know, and that just sit nicely on my waist. He was suggesting all these ones that, you know, I couldn't even zip up and my gut
was nothing
out.
Better than one that just sits under your breast, Vicky, real high. They're the ones you want, don't you?
Yeah, he suggested those too.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
It was uncomfortable, but yeah, ended up getting them in the end.
Great, Vicky.
Vicky, we've had a request from one of our producers. Can you please say "Franksh" again?
Franksh, gosh.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, and we are giving you the chance to win a 10K getaway with Choice Hotels. Just head to carrieandtommy.com.au to enter now. Entries close at 12 noon tomorrow, guys.
Take the fam for a weekend away. Like, you go somewhere like Toowoomba in Queensland. Go stay at the comforting Grammar View and you can go explore the Cobb and Co Museum or go to the Brew House, the Four Brothers Brew House. That'd be fun.
Beautiful
parklands to picnic in.
I think I've told you, I've stayed at that Comfort Inn.
Yes, you said it was great.
It was great. Bloody
had a pool, didn't it?
It's got a saltwater pool. Yes, it was fantastic. Hey, up next, I want to talk about something, and I'd love people's involvement now. 131060, have you ever incinerated your poo? Give us a call. I know. It's not.
If you were running out of ideas, you could have asked me.
I'm not.
Because I have a whole little book I keep here.
I'm not.
Of fun things that happen in my life.
Oh, yeah, go on. Read us one.
I personally think it's fire, mate.
What do you mean? Thank you. This is a whole aspect of the world I didn't know existed. And if you're in this crew and you incinerate your poo, give us a call. 131060. We're going to talk about it next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday afternoon, and coming up very soon, 5 seconds could stand between you and over $8,000 cash.
$8,300 to be precise, Jesse boy, but I'm asking on 131060, have you incinerated your poo?
Do you know where you're working?
Yes, I do. I nearly got it wrong. Have you incinerated your poo?
Why? Who's incinerating their poo? Like for fun or for a purpose?
I don't know. Let's see what Anthony's doing. G'day, Anthony.
How you going, mate?
Yeah, so good. When did you incinerate your poo?
Well, it was a while ago because I'm an old bloke now, but when I was about 16, I lived in a really rough area in Adelaide, a place called Salisbury North.
Yes.
And then the government in the area split the actual suburb up and put another name on the other side because they were going to make it almost housing trusts and they were all private houses. So me and the boys thought it would be a good idea to do the old poo in the paper bag, or actually we put a bit more than just a paper bag. We put a lot in it to make sure that when it lit, they were really going to have to put this thing out.
Yeah, you were going to set the house on fire.
Well, that's why I rang the doorbell first rather than lighting it.
You're a gentleman. You are a gentleman.
Yeah, you know, we'll make sure that house, we don't want to torch the place.
No, of course.
And
not.
So,
just want to go out some poo on it.
I was the dude that snuck around the house, etc., and did all that. My mates were across the road keeping an eye out because you know we were delinquent, so we were pretty sneaky and
stinky.
No, yeah, well, it was sneaky, stinky too.
Why?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Okay,
why
sorry.
Are we talking about setting poo
so
alive?
I didn't know. That's not Anthony. Fantastic story. Thank you for getting involved. I did not know. My sister and her girls are on a caravan holiday at the moment, and I did not know that it is a new feature. So, there's two things I didn't know.
There's a new feature
on a caravan. So, the first thing I didn't know is that if you use your toilet in your caravan, they don't have one in there, so they have to pull up to campsites and use theirs. But if you use your toilet, it fills up this thing called a cassette, and then you have to walk your cassette through the camping ground.
Don't.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And then there's
all
these
signs. You carry your poo through the campsite.
Yes, you do. You carry and you go, g'day, Gary. Good to see you. Feeling good? No. No. Yeah.
Do you want to stop by for a beer? Yes. Yeah.
On the way up to Cairns. Yes, that's right. And then you have to head, and they've got a special place to empty it, and they have signs everywhere saying,
what do you
Yes, because they say don't empty your cassette into the normal toilet. Because
there
must have been years of people just going, well, I know where crap goes, and just pouring a week's worth of crap into the dummy, wondering why they're blocking it up. Anyway, the new feature on the Flash caravan is it incinerates your turds. But I set
fire. To the poop.
Thank you.
Inside the car, it does it all itself. It's like a mechanism.
You go to the loo, and then you go to the loo for a bit, and then you press a button and and then you carry out your cassette and you empty ashes.
Is that right? Well, that's better.
No,
that's
imagine genius. The wind hitting you the wrong way and having a play for your own ass.
Carrie and Tommy. Across Australia for your Wednesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You know, one of the favourite parts about my job is getting to meet people and interview them and share their stories.
And you do it so well, Bickers.
Thank you. That's lovely. We have an interview coming up on the project tonight that I am very, very much looking forward to sharing. It's uncomfortable at times, this interview, because it's about some pretty full-on stuff, but it is with the one and only frontman of Silverchair, Daniel Johns. Now, I caught up with Daniel Johns for the first time. I didn't know Daniel. Caught up with him earlier in the year, and we had an incredible chat where he was very open about the struggles he's had with his fame, becoming famous at 14, and he spoke about, as a result, the paranoia he lives with, the anxiety he lives with, the anorexia, the physical challenges he had, the arthritis that he had, and just what impact that's had on his life. He's quite a recluse now. He lives at his home and doesn't do a lot. A stark contrast to playing in front of 250,000 people at, you know, Wembley Stadium when he was 14.
Yes.
Which always makes me just think of my son Ollie, who is 14, and I cannot fathom it.
I remember seeing the clips to, like, Tomorrow, like Silverchair's first, and it's like they're little kids.
They are.
They're little kids.
They are. But because we were kids at the time, you just didn't notice just how young they were.
Yes. Yeah. I also feel like, correct me if this is wrong, I feel like the world has been both great to him in that he's achieved amazing things, but also pretty rotten to him.
It has, and he's very open about how hard it's been. But it's those moments where he explains what life was like when he was on the road touring. For example, he could never be left alone, so someone would have to follow him to the toilet to watch him pee. Now, if you think about what that does to you when you're 15.
Why was that?
Because security was such an issue. Oh, okay. Crazed fans. There was a woman once who somehow managed to get hold of his mum's ID and would check herself, get through security backstage at concerts and be waiting for him when he got back to the green room. God. An older woman. They're the sorts of things that lead to a life of anxiety and paranoia and all those things. Anyway, we were meant to catch up again a few months later as he launched his new album, Future Never. But Daniel unfortunately spiraled. He endured some incredibly tough mental health troubles in the lead up to the album's release. And it's only now, about 5 months later, that we had the chance to catch up. And this is a little piece of him talking about just how tricky things got for him as he was writing this album.
I always struggle with my mental health when I'm entrenched in making a record. It's just something that happens. And with Future Never, I was looking at it as if it was my swan song. So if it was the last thing people were ever going to hear, it needed to be a masterpiece in my head. And I'm not sure if a masterpiece exists.
I mean, that really shocked me, actually, even hearing him talk about the mental space that he was in writing it as if it was his last album. And things really escalated for him. He found himself driving drunk and having a car accident. And fortunately, he and the other passengers survived that accident. And he talks about that in the interview tonight. And it was incredibly difficult for him to talk about.
I was in a really quiet environment. A really peaceful environment, and I was trying to run away, and I didn't realize that all the noise was in my head. So I couldn't, there was nowhere to run. Mm. There was nowhere to hide.
And what do you remember from the crash?
Everything. Everything. I remember every detail. I was like, could I have to take a break for just 1 sec?
Of course.
Yeah.
As you can hear there, hard for him to talk about. His album, his solo album, went number one while he was in rehab. So such a the highs and lows that he has experienced in his life all at the same time is astounding. We talk about all of that tonight on the project in a special two-part interview, I guess, series. So I implore you to join us tonight as I sit down with Daniel Johns.
Can I ask you a question about it?
You can.
What did you walk away feeling?
Oh, that is a very good question. I felt thankful that he'd been so open and honest. I felt sad, but I also felt like what an incredible artist that we have had the pleasure of having in our nation, and the idea that it was his last ever album would be so incredibly sad because he's such an incredible gift. But I also felt like I don't know what the future holds for Daniel. Even he talks about the fact that making music is challenging for his mind. So he is calmer when he's not making music, but his most passionate, happy place is making music. So that is a contradiction that I don't know how you resolve. And I think that's what left me feeling flat and sad. But at the same time, you can feel nothing but positive when you're in his company because he's such great company. And I've just, yeah, really enjoyed getting to know him. And I really just hope that he finds a happy future because that's what he deserves.
Yeah. Well, I'll be watching Bickers.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home this afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yes, and coming up in the show, we are going to speak to Australia's very own Forrest Gump, Bickers, an incredible man.
Is that self-described or you've described him as that?
Don't know. It's what it said on my sheet, but I think it might be one of our producers that's labelled him that.
And we'll ask if he calls himself Australia's own Forrest Gump.
Anyway, incredible. We're going to chat to him soon, but right now, time to do this.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, my God.
The Time Game Jackpots Weekly.
Oh, mate, you make our dreams come true.
All you need to do is say stop.
Stop.
When exactly 5 seconds is up. This week, the jackpot is up to...
$8,300, mother...
Carrie and Tommy's Time Game.
Yeah. Get to the phone and get to it quickly. 131060 is the number. Five seconds.
Tip for young players. Mm. Next time you hear... just the opener begin.
Get on the phone.
Play the opener. Just the very beginning of it, Jess. That bit, you got to call. In fact, you might already be too late at that point.
Oh.
That's how fast people call for this game.
Find out who gets through next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Wednesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Time, oh, bye. Banana,
oh, yeah, it is. Bickers, how much money is on the line?
$8,300.
And how much time is on the line?
5 seconds.
And who's going to win it?
Erin, are you going to win it?
Damn straight I'm going to win it.
Great.
Yeah, damn straight.
No mucking around, Erin. You're a woman that means business.
I know. I need this. Yeah, I want to marry my man, so help me.
You're a what?
I want to marry him, so I want to need some help, guys.
Yo, you want to marry your man, so you need money.
Yep.
Shouldn't you marry a rich one?
I've been with him for 23 years. I kind of figured I should now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's get you that money and get you that...
Man.
No, I've got my man.
Are you ready, Erin?
Yes.
Okay. Jesse's going to say start. You say stop. If it's exactly 5 seconds, the money's yours.
Okay.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh. Much like the waiting for the proposal, it felt a little on the long side. What did you think?
Are we allowed to laugh at that?
Yep.
Can we laugh at that, Erin?
Yes, we can.
Thank you, Erin.
How did Erin go, Jesse?
6.46.
Oh,
thank you, Erin.
Good luck with him, Erin. Reese.
Hello.
Are you waiting for a proposal?
No, I'm not. Not quite a proposal.
Okay. Are you with partner?
I am with partner, yes.
Okay, how long have you been with partner?
Just shy of 2 years.
Okay. Ooh. When do you expect to pop the question?
Well, I'm thinking probably at the round about the 5 year mark.
This makes it easier for everybody. Good, Reese. Yep. This is perfect. This could work wonderfully. 5 seconds is what you need, Reese. Are you ready?
Yep, whenever you're ready.
Start.
Stop.
Oofed. That,
oh,
Reese,
oh,
I know you're not trying to put your finger on my button, but that was right on me. That felt good.
And Jesse's ferret.
Awesome.
Oh, I don't know. Bickers, how did you feel? You haven't moved.
I was thinking more about Reese's relationship. I don't know why I'm so interested in our caller's relationships, but I lost track of time, to be honest. Okay. It's not very helpful, is it?
It's not good in this game. Reese, for mine, it felt excellent. How do you feel about it?
I feel really good about it. I've been practicing while I was waiting.
Good man. I feel good. It's just over to the verdict.
Awesome.
Five.
Ooh, that's a good start.
Point.
That's good.
That's great.
0-0.
1-7.
Oh, Reese. Oh,
well done, Reese. Good luck with the relationship. G'day, Cheryl. Oh, sorry.
Hi, how are you?
Should we interrogate Cheryl's relationship?
Cheryl, how's your relationship?
No. Yeah, good. Thank you.
No follow-up question.
The defence rests. Well done. Cheryl, are you ready to play?
I am.
Cheryl, this is a question that's probably unfair, but I've never met a Cheryl that didn't at one point in their life play netball. Did you play netball?
Yes, I did.
Great. Yep. And what position did you play?
Not very good at it.
That's all right. Neither was I.
Wing attack, wing defence, but yeah, terrible at it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Cheryl, thank you for keeping that alive in me that it's true that Cheryl's all play netball. You ready to play the time game?
Yep, ready to go.
Let's hope you're terrible at netball but good at time.
Yes. Okay.
Jesse.
Stop.
Felt a little on the quick side. What do you think?
I felt quick too.
Yeah. Jesse, how did Cheryl go?
4.61.
Ooh.
Out the moon door. It's good. I thought we'd stop kicking people out that, but it's good that we
It's hard because we've got so bogged down in the relationship chat today.
Also, when you get a moon door installed, why would you not use it?
You wouldn't want to use it all the time because it'd get a bit over
you'd
it.
Kill everyone.
Yeah.
Have we lost? G'day, Stacey.
G'day.
Now, Stacey, it's a high-stakes game of poker here because if you win, you get $8,300, and if you lose, you get kicked out the moon door. Are you ready?
Well, I think you'll take it,
Okay, good luck.
Thanks.
Start.
Stop.
Oof. Stacey?
Jesse's giving nothing away.
Stacey, are you wearing a parachute?
No.
Hey?
No.
I reckon you might need it. I'm not sure, but I reckon you might need it. How did Stace go?
6.16.
Ooh.
There she goes. Jackpot's next week.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Across Australia for your drive home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because the best people are nuts people.
Yes, I know who you're referring to.
Yeah, we've had the pleasure of speaking to this man before, and I'm just about to introduce him. Ned'sRecordRun.com, if you want to see all the information that we're about to talk about and donate to a great cause.
If you want to know what he's done before, he's done 50 marathons in 50 days, just on a whim, because that's what you do.
Isn't it nuts? It's so nuts. And now he's going to run from Cottesloe to Bondi in 40 days. I'm talking about Ned Brockman. He joins us now. G'day, Ned.
Hello, guys. Thank you again for having me on. How are you both?
Brother, are you less nuts or more nuts than last time we spoke to you?
No, same level. Not great. Just staying, staying put.
Hey, tell us, what is the drive behind? I mean, the last thing you did, the 50 marathons, was nuts. What's the drive behind this?
Yeah, obviously the love for a challenge, but also using, that, nutsness to make change and help out where I can. And obviously the homelessness space is where I'm have a lot to give. And I hopefully we raise $1 million this time around. And yeah, very, very excited to hopefully change a lot of people's lives.
Hey, we're going to talk to you more about the run. But just before we get to the run, can you tell us about where the money that you're, when you say you're hoping to raise $1 million, where is that money going?
Yeah, so an awesome homelessness charity called We Are Mobilised, who do actual street work and go out, start conversations with our friends on the street. And they actually, by having these conversations, they work out where the best funding can go. And obviously at the crux of it, the reason, homeless people need an address and they need a home, a roof to live under. So that's the cause. And if we can get a good plan of attack, that's obviously we'll go through with all this funding, we'll go to these sort of awesome guys.
Ned, you know that Tommy already does all his work with homelessness as well. He's doing his bit. I'm going to commit $1,000 to your run, Ned.
You're amazing.
But I need to know, because you've obviously got to do it for me to give you the money. Talk me through the details. What are you planning on doing?
I'll get it done, don't you worry. So starting tomorrow morning, Cottesloe, Perth time, 4:55 in the morning. I'll be gone before 5. And then, 25K four times a day for 40 days, which sounds pretty simple.
Sorry, 25K four times a day.
You're doing 100K a day.
Yeah, absolutely, yep.
Ned, I'm sure you know about Ross Edgley. If people don't, he's the bloke who swam around the UK, and his His timetable each day was 6 hours on, 6 hours off, 6 hours on, yep. 6 hours off. Very similar to kind of what you're doing. Did you know that his body physically changed and his feet, the bones in his feet lost density and his feet kind of went all floppy? Nobody had to, yep. like, retrain his body. Are you prepared Absolutely. For what this is going to do to your body?
Yeah, so I guess that's kind of what the getting the head around it is, because I know I can physically do it. It's just what's going to occur to me when I'm done. And obviously, you know, the top half of me fades away as of day 20-ish because, you know, they're not needed. I don't need to do any more pull-ups or push-ups. All that muscle needs to go straight to my legs. But, yeah, I'm just excited to get through it. And so, you know, as I said, future nerds problem. When I get to Bondi, it's like we worry about that then. But when you've got
a
will and a
way. You have to do a fundraiser then to rebuild Ned. We'll have to
That's right.
pay to get you back in top nick.
Exactly, yeah. No, I'm excited. And obviously I have some downtime when I'm done and then I'll think of my next thing to do.
Hey, what are you doing? Obviously, the fuel you go through, the amount of calories you're burning is massive. What's your feeding kind of plan look like?
Yeah. So quite a lot. It's about 9,000 calories a day I'll have to take in to not lose weight. So I'll be eating every hour on the hour, probably 500 calories. And then when I finish, I'll have to eat a lot until I'm hungry, until I'm full, and then eat again because you burn over 1,500 calories when you sleep. So,
can I ask a dumb question, Ned? Does that mean are you still eating good stuff when you're fueling up, or you actually just could eat anything, burgers and stuff, you just got to load up on calories?
Yeah, a bit of both. So it's like getting in the good stuff but then eating the crap as well just to get the calories in because – you know, it's very easy to say, oh, I'll eat all very healthy, but, you know, the last thing you're craving is, you know, healthy things. You want to just have a Kit Kat or have the sour worms or have the, you know, but it's just a matter of making sure I'm basically stuffing myself full. It's just as much of a run as it is an eating contest. So, yeah.
I couldn't be in more admiration of what you're doing. I think it's awesome. The fastest ever run across the country so far is at 43 days. Now, you're trying to do it in 40 days, so you'll be setting a world record. Yep. I just think it's great. I also think that you can't train for things like this, and so you'll get if you can keep your body together, you'll get faster as you go.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a crazy thing. Like, as with the 50 marathons, you adapt over time. So but your body's telling you for 10 to 12 days to stop. But once you get over that barrier, it's like, oh, he's a new man. Let's get this done. And it's like an adrenaline state. You're just firing on all cylinders until you get it done. And then when you rest, that's when you crash. But yeah, I'm excited to get through that.
Ned'sRecordRun.com. Ned with two D's, Ned'sRecordRun.com if you want to check it out. And, of course, donate money to a very worthwhile cause. Ned, we're going to stay in touch
Good
throughout
luck,
your run.
Thank you, legends. I appreciate it.
We're with you, bro. Have a rip up.
So much. Cheers, guys. See ya.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Just got to show you something funny that I saw on the gram.
Okay.
Makes me smile a lot. Check out this little girl in the back seat of her car.
Oh, my gosh. I saw this. So funny.
What? So imagine a car seat turned backwards and a little girl in it, and you never know what they're getting up to as you're driving along, and a mum opened the back door, and what did she see?
There is a girl with what looks like the remnants of about a 2 kilo package of mincemeat fresh from the supermarket, but the mincemeat is no longer in the packet. It is spread all on
over
the seat below her, in the door well, on the side.
So how weird's this? I showed my friend this last night, and she said that she, and I said, what if she ate that and got sick? And she said, I eat that all the time. And I'm like, you just don't. And I can't mention who this friend is, but I said to her, you are full of, you don't. And she said, I do. It's a delicacy. And I'm like, you are not opening a packet of mince from Coles and chowing down on it. And she said, it's that, what's that
beef
thing?
Beef tartare.
Beef
She's
tartare.
She's getting that confused with mincemeat.
Yeah, that's just raw beef.
And I will say to her directly, Romani,
you can say it to
stop
her.
It.
No, it's not Romani.
Oh, damn it.
She's on air on another network right now.
Oh, no she, way.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes, she reckons she eats mincemeat raw.
I have been
Kate Langbrook, you don't, okay? And you are full of lies.
Cousin, I've been to dinner with that woman and she's not buying mincemeat.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the podcast's over, who knows where Carrie and Tommy could be travelling to? Whatever your reason for travelling, you'll get the lowest price guaranteed when you book direct at choicehotels.com. So go ahead, book it.